BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Greetings from the Popmaster Podcast from BBC Radio 2. Now, we don't get a lot of messages into the podcast, I will be honest with you, but I'm pleased to say that Amy Warner has been in touch, emailing ken.bruce@bbc.co.uk. Well, thank you so much, Amy. That's very, very kind of you. She writes, "Hello, Ken. I thought I would say that I absolutely love listening to the Popmaster Podcast, usually on my way to work. However, recently I've been saving them up to enjoy at the weekend while I sit on my roof. I don't have a garden. In West London. I would love to be Popmaster Podcast Listener of the Day, and their theme tune gives me goosebumps. Popmaster Podcast Listener of the Day. Oh, it gives me little goosey bumps as well. All the best, Amy Warner," she concludes. "Well, Amy, this is not something we've done for a while, but I'm happy to bring it back just for you. You are today's Popmaster Podcast Listener of the Day." If you want to get in touch and maybe take on this mantle from Amy, then you can email us, ken.bruce@bbc.co.uk. And now, here is the quiz. And on it today, we have Claire Nairn from Coventry. Morning, Claire.
Good morning, Ken.
How are things with you this morning?
Bright and sunny. Looking forward to a good day.
Excellent, excellent. Bright and sunny with me as well. So we're having a lovely day of it, until we start asking the questions, I suppose. Are you at work today or what?
No, I've got the week off, unfortunately. I should have been in the Dominican Republic this week on my honeymoon, but... With the current situation, I guess there's lots of people in the same boat. We were not able to go, so we kept the week off, and looks like we picked a good week for it. So,
well, at least you've got the weather. It may not be quite Dominican Republic weather, but at least it's good. And so did the wedding take place, or did you have to postpone that as well?
So we actually got married last October, but for various reasons, we couldn't go away on a big sort of trip for a honeymoon. So we'd always planned to do it a little bit later, and then COVID happened and it sort of got shelved, but it's fine. You know, we're still pretty happy, and like you said, the weather's really good, so
have
a good week off.
You will get to the Dominican Republic before long, won't you?
I would very much hope so.
Hope so, yes. Who is it that's going with you? Who is the other half?
So his name is Brian. He's been banished to the supermarket, so he's not making me nervous.
Well, that's good. Right, and he's making himself useful at the same time. That's great. Great.
Indeed.
Well, American hits or one-hit wonders? Those are your choices. American hits or one-hit wonders?
I think I'll take a stab at one-hit wonders, particularly good, but I'll give it a go.
Give it a try. That's what we want. OK, Claire, one-hit wonders it is for you, and we're looking for 39 points. Is that all right?
I'd like to nail it every day like Richie does, but I'd be lying if I said that was the case.
Do you know, I sometimes think Richie might be as well. So let's leave it at that, though. OK, best of luck to you, Claire, and here they come.
Thank you.
Spandau Ballet spent 4 weeks at number one in 1983 with which song?
One of two. I'll try True.
That is the one. That's the one to go for. Well done. It was true and is true. 3 points. James Dean Bradfield is best known as lead singer with which band?
That's the Marvellous Manic Street Preachers.
It is. Then they are. Marvellous Manic Street Preachers. First bonus question, one-hit wonders from 1965. I'm going to play you the only UK hit achieved by this performer. Can you name him?
You're gonna get a reputation as a love and a man now, and you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
Treat her right from 1965.
Not even got a clue, Ken, if I'm being honest.
Not a scoop, right. Okay.
I don't know.
Having a guess or not?
No, I couldn't even guess.
Okay, don't worry. It was Roy Head. In which year were these three songs all new entries on this week's Top 40? Wild West Hero by Electric Light Orchestra, Used to Be My Girl by the OJs, and Like Clockwork by Boomtown Rats.
78?
Yes, exactly right. 1978. Brilliant. Well done. According to the title of her recent song, what does Jessie Ware want to save?
Oh.
Save.
I'm gonna guess the world, but I don't think it's that.
It's not the world. It's Save a Kiss. Save a Kiss. And the album of the week, What's Your Pleasure, is by Jessie Ware this week. OK, here's a bonus question. One-hit wonders. Although this singer achieved several hits as a member of a successful group, this was his only solo single to make the UK top 40. Can you name him?
So I'm leaving.
The only solo single of that singer to make the UK top 40, but he was a very successful group lead singer with, if you see what I mean. So, what's his name?
I'll take a stab at Levi Stubbs, I think.
It's not Levi Stubbs. You're in the right area, because it's David Ruffin, who was formerly lead singer with The Temptations.
Ah, OK.
So, David Ruffin. This Is Where I Came In is the title of a 2001 top 20 single and a top 10 album by which group? This Is Where I Came In. 2001.
Don't know. Embrace?
No, it was the Bee Gees, in fact. The Bee Gees.
Wow, OK.
Patsy Kensit was vocalist with the group Eighth Wonder, who had both of their top 40 hits in 1988. Name either of those hits.
I'm Not Scared.
That's the one. That was the biggest of them, shall we say. I'm Not Scared, top 10. Do you want to have a guess at the other? You don't need to.
Oh, I can't remember it. I just know that she had a bit of a connection with the Pet Shop Boys, didn't she? But
Yeah, Pet Shop Boys wrote I'm Not Scared, certainly. Cross My Heart was the other one. As I say, not quite so successful. But you've got your points for that. Well done. Here comes a bonus question on one-hit wonders. This group reached number 2 in the UK in 1971 with this track and then never made the charts again. Can you tell me who they are?
She's a witch queen of New Orleans. Of New Orleans.
Name the group, please.
Again, 5 years before I was born, so it's a bit cliche, a bit before my time. I don't know. Arthur Brown and whoever they were with.
No, unfortunately not Arthur Brown. It was Redbone. Redbone was the name of the group. OK, final question. The song You Are My Love was the 1976 chart debut and the highest charting single for the band Liverpool what?
One?
No. That sounds more like a football score. Liverpool Express. Liverpool Express, they were called. OK, we've got 12 points there, Claire, so not too bad.
Not so much pop disaster, I think.
No, far from it. 12 points is not a disaster. No, we've had a few that were more disastrous than that. Don't worry. OK, 12 points, it could still do it. Don't worry. And this time from Somerset, we're going to meet Max Hooley. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Ken. And how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Good. I'm good. Very, very good. Excellent. Thank you.
This is good news. And in theory, you might be quite good at this because records are your business.
Yes. I've got a vinyl record business where I buy and sell them. And I've been doing it for about 20 years. And it's great fun. And it's a passion, because I've always loved music. I've always bought records since I was a young boy, and there we are. So it's a hobby that turned into a business, and it's great.
Excellent, excellent. But does the knowledge transfer across from the label on the record to your brain?
It depends on the years. It's okay for the early years, but these latter years, they could be a bit of a nuisance.
I see. Okay, we'll find out in a moment or two. Tell me about the family.
Family, I'm married to Jackie, and I've got three children, George, Sam and Sophie. All three of them are at home, still living at home, I'm afraid. We got rid of them at some stage, but they've all come back for one reason or another.
That tends to happen, doesn't it? Quite a lot.
It does. It seems to be, yes.
OK. Right, bonus questions. American hits. or the easy ones? American hits or the easy ones?
Don't fancy the American hits, so I'm going to go for the easy ones.
All right. They may not necessarily be easy questions.
I know that. I don't think the American hits ones will be easy either.
Very probably. Okay, the easy ones it is. And 12 points is on the scoreboard from Claire. That's the target. We wish you good luck with that.
Lovely. And thank you, Ken.
Here they come.
Lovely.
What girl did David Bowie sing about on the top three follow-up to his 1983 number one Let's Dance?
China Girl.
China Girl is right. Which singer-songwriter sang about 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover on his 1976 hit?
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon, right again. Your first bonus question, the easy ones. Can you identify this performer, please? From his eighth British top 20 hit, it made the charts in 1993.
Let her down. Her heart is on a dime. Let her down easy and you'll grow up in time.
Who's that, please?
Is it George Michael?
It's not, I'm afraid. No, it's Terence Trent D'Arby.
Okay.
Who is billed alongside the Jonas Brothers on the recent song X?
Carol G.
Carol G, that's very good, well remembered. Carol G, alongside the Jonas Brothers, on X. In 1987, Tom Jones had a top three hit with a song that would feature in a musical called Matador. What's that song called?
Oh, it's something boy. No, sorry, Ken.
No, I can't give you it for just a boy, I'm afraid. A Boy From Nowhere.
Nowhere. Yeah.
It was released as a forthcoming musical, Matador.
Okay.
I'm not sure that it ever did come along. Right. Bonus question. The easy ones. This is the second of two top 20 hits achieved by this group in the 60s. Can you identify them? Who are they?
They were the Easy Beats.
The Easy Beats, they were indeed. 6 points. Very well done. The group Liquid Gold had all three of their top 40 singles in 1980. Name me any one of them.
Dance Yourself Dizzy.
That was the first, though. I've got on my list at any rate.
Yeah.
Do you want to go for the others or just to show off or not?
No, I don't. I can't remember the titles, but they all sounded the same. They had the same beat and everything.
They did exactly, yes. Substitute was next, and then The Night, the Wine and the Roses was the third of them. In 2006, the song Analogue All I Want was the first single to reach the top 10 since 1988 for which group? Analogue All I Want.
Sorry, Ken.
Okay, it's Aha. Right. Oh. Here is a bonus question, the easy ones. I'm going to play your top 20 hit from 1981 by Phil Collins. Can you tell me if this song first appeared on his album Face Value, No Jacket Required, or Hello, I Must Be Going?
Leave at me as easy. And coming back is hard.
Did that first appear on Face Value, No Jacket Required, or Hello, I Must Be Going?
Face Value.
It was Face Value. It was. Absolutely. Well done. 6 points. Finally, in which year did this week's top three have Rockin' Robin by Michael Jackson at number three, Take Me Back Home by Slade at number two, and Vincent by Don McLean at number one?
Gosh, got to get this one right. So many people are telling me. 1972.
Oh, yes, you did get it right. Well done. Well done. Bang on it. 1972. Excellent stuff. An excellent score, 27 points. Well done.
Lovely. Thank you.
That is a good score, Max. Obviously, it's rubbed off from the vinyls. You've retained quite a bit. Okay, well done. So you're through to 3 and 10. Sadly, Claire, it wasn't to be today. Bad luck.
No, he absolutely nailed it, to be fair. I don't think I would have beaten him on his questions either, so well done.
Ah, well, sporting of you to say so. Anyway, Claire, it's a one-year-out T-shirt, which will reach you in time for your honeymoon, I'm sure.
Lovely, Ken, thank you.
There you are. And if you want to spend 30 seconds saying hello to some people, off you go.
I will rattle through them. So, obviously, my husband, Brian, my mum and dad, Alan and Liz, my brother, Tom, happy birthday to my twin sister, Lucy, for tomorrow. It's obviously my birthday too. My best friends, Trevor, Chris and Bob Prince, Brian's mum and gran, Pauline and Reen, cousin Bob and Angie in Ruskington, my team at work, who are all probably laughing at the radio, so that's the boss, Tone, Carl, Adam, Joe, Rich, Charlene, Tracy and Steve, all the Touchline gang from Cov Rugby and the Supporters Club Committee, everyone who knows me from the Dyers and the Broomfield, and love you all, can't wait to see you.
Fantastic. Well done. Thank you, Claire. Lovely to talk to you today.
Thanks,
and
Ken.
Well done. Well done. Tough questions. You did well with 12 points. Good stuff. All the best now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. Claire Nairn of Coventry. So, it's Max Hooley of Somerset. Max, 3 and 10 now, OK?
OK. Let's go for it.
Here it comes, then. 10 seconds. Three answers, please, for a digital radio. Today, please, the titles of three UK single chart hits for...
3 in 10.
The Hollies.
I Can't Let Go, Bus Stop,
yes.
Stop, Stop, Stop. Look Through the Window.
You can stop, stop, stop yourself now,
okay.
Because you've got three. You've got three, you've got four. Wonderful. Bus Stop, I Can't Let Go, Stop, 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 and Look Through Any Window. All well within the time. So 4 and 10. Well done, sir. Well done.
Lovely.
There's over 30 on the list. So quite a number to choose from. But, of course, you had to know them in the first place. And you obviously
okay,
got them absolutely down pat. Well done. Well done. So for
you,
we're going to send you that lovely digital radio, OK?
OK. That's great. Lovely.
Great.
Thank you very much.
And here are 30 seconds for you to use as you wish.
Okay, let's say hi and thank you for my family. That's my gorgeous wife, Jackie, kids, George, Sam and Sophie. They've put me up to this. Elaine and Roy, my father-in-law, John, Chris and Pat, Ian and Kate, nephews and nieces, Jeff and Alan in Long Eaton, John and Kevin in Ilkeston, all the lads at North Newton Cricket Club here in close to Taunton, the Glastonbury crew that I should have been going to Glastonbury with tomorrow, Skeg, Baz, Bottle, Nelly and Carpy, all the Taunton lads on our WhatsApp group, Somerset cricket supporters, especially those who go in the Ring of Bells pub in Taunton, and all who work for Max Final Records.
There you go. Max, well done. Thank you very much indeed. And
Ken, it's been an honour and a privilege to be sharing the airwaves with you.
Well, not at all. It's been your moment. Nothing to do with me. You've done it beautifully. Well done, Max. Thanks
Lovely.
For being
Thank
on
you.
Today. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Well, if you never want to miss an episode again of the Pop Master podcast, subscribe on the BBC Sounds app.